bans transactions with 14 non-EU crypto platforms. The Council of the European Union has placed transaction bans on 14 cryptocurrency platforms operating outside the bloc, according to blockchain intelligence firm TRM Labs. The measure prohibits EU citizens and companies from transacting with the named platforms, marking one of the more direct enforcement steps the bloc has taken against offshore venues it considers non-compliant. The action was flagged on July 25, 2026, and comes as the EU continues to tighten oversight of crypto activity that touches its borders. Rather than a fine or a warning letter, a transaction ban cuts off market access outright. EU-based users, banks, and payment providers are expected to refuse dealings with the listed entities. Enforcement over engagement. A transaction ban is a heavier instrument than the compliance nudges most exchanges are used to. Licensing regimes ask a platform to register, meet capital rules, and submit to supervision. A ban skips that conversation. It tells European users and the institutions that serve them to stop moving money to and from the named platforms, full stop. The distinction matters for anyone still routing funds through offshore venues. Under the EU's crypto framework, firms serving European customers are meant to hold authorization within the bloc. The MiCA regime already compressed roughly 3,000 EU crypto firms down to a few hundred licensed operators, and this latest step signals that platforms outside that perimeter face restriction rather than a grace period. TRM Labs, which surfaced the list, tracks sanctioned and high-risk entities across chains. Its involvement suggests the targeted platforms were flagged on risk grounds, whether sanctions exposure, weak anti-money laundering controls, or facilitation of illicit flows. As of publication, the Council had not published a consolidated public rationale for each of the 14 names alongside the TRM report. Practical fallout for users. For a European resident holding a balance on one of the affected platforms, a transaction ban raises immediate access questions. Deposits and withdrawals routed through EU banks or card networks can be blocked, and platforms may freeze or restrict accounts tied to EU jurisdictions to stay on side with the order. That is the counterparty risk of custodial arrangements in a live example. When a provider falls outside the regulatory perimeter, user balances can become hard to reach through no fault of the account holder. The cleanest protection against a venue-level cutoff is not holding spendable balances on a platform that regulators can wall off. Self-custody options, where funds sit in a wallet you control and settle at the point of sale, remove the intermediary that a transaction ban targets. A ban aimed at an exchange does not reach assets held in a wallet whose keys you hold yourself. Card users routing spending through offshore issuers should check where their provider is authorized. A card that funds from a banned platform or that relies on an unlicensed issuer serving European customers is exposed to the same disruption. Providers with EU authorization or e-money licensing sit inside the perimeter and are unaffected by this particular action. A widening compliance gap. The ban fits a broader pattern of the bloc separating licensed operators from everything else. Vietnam has set fines for unlicensed crypto trading starting in September. Pakistan stood up a dedicated crypto crime unit, and the UK has attached criminal liability to wallet identification failures. Regulators are converging on the same posture: comply inside the jurisdiction or lose access to it. For offshore platforms, the calculus is shifting. European market access has been a meaningful revenue base, and losing it via transaction ban is harder to root around than a fine. Some may pursue EU authorization in response. Others may retreat from European users entirely, which concentrates the market further around the licensed operators that survived MiCA. At current market levels, with Bitcoin near 63,992 and the Fear and Greed Index reading 35 fear as of July 25, 2026, the news landed during a soft tape rather than a rally. Regulatory tightening of this kind rarely moves price on its own, but it steadily reshapes which platforms Europeans can legally use.